Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. Reverend Joe Summers asked me to give a talk I gave once before called Claiming the Blessing, and I am so glad he did, because I left something really important out, and I regretted it ever since, so I welcome this opportunity. I'm going to mention three different things and connect them at the end, so I need you to keep up. First, my brother. He was gay. He died in 1999. He was almost 42. He grew up at a time when his religious community gave what I call the silent treatment to gays. The synagogue that our family belonged to offered no recognition, let alone support, to gays or their families. And that was true of most religious communities back then, and unfortunately is still true of some today. So my brother struggled to claim his blessing, even though I'm not sure that he was conscious of his longing for it. He moved to San Francisco, the only place he could feel accepted, and created a community for himself because the one in which he was raised did not bless him. When my brother learned he had AIDS, he began grasping at life, consuming as much as he could, traveling, shopping, decorating. He wanted to claim his blessing. He believed he would die before his parents and his siblings, and he felt cheated, jealous, and angry. And ultimately, it was fear that drove much of his behavior. Looking back at the home in which we grew up, I see now how he lived in great emotional pain, a pain that was with him most of his life. Second, the story of Jacob and Esau in Genesis. This coming Shabbat, at this particular Torah portion will be read in all synagogues, just as it is each year around this time. The story tells of when Jacob steals the blessing of the firstborn son from his older twin brother by disguising himself as Esau. When Esau finds out, he cries to their father Isaac, "Bless me too, Father. And again, have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac hesitates. And again, Esau cries, "Have you but one blessing? Bless me too, Father." And he raised his voice and wept. Third, the Jewish practice of musar, the refinement of soul traits or virtues in action. The first and most important soul trait is humility, because it lays the foundation for all the rest. What is humility? Humility is about occupying your rightful space. If you're arrogant, you're occupying too much space. If you're self-denigrating, you're not occupying enough. Now, what does the story of Jacob and Esau have to do with humility? And what does that have to do with you and my brother? Was Jacob stealing a blessing, or was he stepping in to claim his rightful space? Sometimes we need to make an effort to receive our blessing. And what about Esau, who pleads for a blessing and does get one from Isaac, the father in whom the power to give blessings is vested? If my brother's synagogue, or any religious institution, or our society for that matter, is like Isaac, if we give those entities the power to bless, then why don't we give them the power to bless everyone? Blessings are everyone's birthright. Why do we limit ourselves in thinking there's only one, or that it's reserved for a select few? Ultimately, it's we who hold the spiritual power to give and receive our blessings. As the Prophet Muhammad said, in this desert world, we must pour water into our brother's vessels. To claim one's rightful blessing is to be humble. It is to occupy one's rightful space. Before he died, my brother attended a weekend meditation retreat, and right after, he stopped grasping. He stopped running from fear. He even reached out to me, and he was unusually kind. "How are you?" he said. "I just called to say hi and to tell you I'm okay." He claimed his blessing from within, where it had been waiting all along. It took courage for my brother to come out as gay, and it took a proper measure of humility to claim his blessing. The blessing that he was okay, just as he was, that he was worthy of loving and of being loved. What I left out the first time I gave this talk was my brother's name. So now I want all of you to claim the priestly blessing and open your hearts to receive it. The blessing from the Jewish tradition that I will gladly bestow upon you in the blessed memory of my brother, Stephen Michael Eisenberg. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May the Lord bless you and protect you. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord lift his face to you and grant you peace. Amen.
Amen.
And if you'd like to see Steve's panel that I made for the AIDS quilt and that I never sent in, I have it with me, and I'd be happy to show it to you after the program.